Simple.
Happy first day of June. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
This is June 1st.
This is June the 1st.
J. Anthony Brown.
June the 1st.
Yes,
my
sir.
Spanish friend, June the 1st.
All right. Monday. Here we go. First of all, congratulations. Kanye and Kim Kardashian announced they're having a second child.
All right, Kanye. Kanye, go ahead, man. Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's been trying to do.
Can't wait to see him in court when he's holding all them babies. And it's going to happen, Sybil.
Yeah, Sybil, you know.
Oh,
she's standing all them pretty babies.
And just Kanye did everything.
That is his future, Sybil. You know,
that's his future.
I'm sorry to say I'm agreeing with Jay on this one. You know, I love the whole romantic and, you know, marriage and all that, but
this says that it's written on the wall, right?
Yeah,
keep on making babies, Kanye. That's what you need to do. Keep on.
I'm not a Kimye fan, but good for them.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Okay.
The funeral for B.B. King went off without a hitch.
Yeah.
in Mississippi and Indianola.
That we know of. There was a hitch.
No.
Sybil, you're not going to have a blues man funeral. And
old blues.
Okay.
You know what stuck with me? You know what stuck with me? What stuck with me was B.B. King's daughters who are fighting over the, who are contesting his death and the will and everything, and how they're just on paper, they look like this ought to be a good reality show. But no one wants to see 55-year-old women
argue over money.
Arguing. You know, if they were 35 or 25, it'll be a great reality show. But, you know.
So now we have ageism in this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
is
that's
that
the
right.
Way it is.
Okay.
You know what stuck with me, Blair, and I got to do it. The will is wrong.
The will is wrong. It's a perfect. That's
the
perfect name for the reality. The will is wrong.
The will is wrong. I will definitely do that this week. That's perfect.
Yeah.
And if they weren't in their 70s, we'd watch this.
I know. Yeah. But who wants to see?
Now they're in their 70s.
They're pretty old.
For the joke, you got to
for the
going,
joke,
huh?
Yeah.
Haven't you learned how this works?
Apparently not. I just have
no one wants to see 75-year-old women.
I see. Yeah.
Fighting like they're on the Housewives of Atlanta or something like that, you know?
Okay. If he get my cane, I'm going to hit you right across the back of your neck.
Oh, Lord.
Now, Florine.
Now, Florine.
So George Wallace is there, too. Okay.
Well, George Wallace's mom is doing a B.B. King story. Everybody knows that.
And she
they're
is.
They're going to production next week.
Yes.
She's a spitting image of B.B. King. Everybody knows that.
Michael Jackson's nephews face eviction.
Yeah, Your Majesty and all the rest of those.
Get your germ.
Alexandra Jackson. The mother of the four of Jermaine's children, Your Majesty. And them haven't paid rent in 8 months, and their landlord is going to evict them. They owe $124,000 in back rent.
How did they get in there in the
Aunt
first
Janet.
Place? Oh,
that's right. That's right, Janet.
You call Aunt Janet.
Well, they called Grandma, and Grandma offered to put him in a place, but not a place in Malibu.
Okay. Call Aunt Janet. Janet, pick up the phone.
See?
Take care of it.
That's why she moved to the Middle East. That and love.
I know. But that's the right thing to do, sis.
I can't wire it to you overnight. It's going to take a couple of weeks before I get it to you.
Hello?
Because they got that limit for how much you can wire.
You can only send $5 a time over here, so.
And you need how much? $124,000.
Wish I could help you.
So
she's like, Aunt Jen is way in a desert too, player. I mean, way
deep. It's Dante, Randy, the sister Genevieve, Your Majesty.
I watch this.
And Jafar.
You watch this? Janet, can you help me? That's the name of the show.
Can you help me or putting the Jacksons out? Which one?
2300 Jackson Street.
2100. Janet, how much they need, Sybil?
124,000.
Change it to
that. Janet, can you help me?
They were living in a $15,000 a month, 7,000 square foot Mediterranean mansion on 24 acres in Malibu.
Okay, but now they got to get out if they don't pay.
She hadn't paid in 8 months.
That's right.
Who's got 15,000 and boys to lay up on their butt all day long?
Janet.
Janet?
No, that's not Janet's job.
They could go out with their uncles and do backstage stuff.
Okay, make it put them to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not Janet's responsibility.
They don't want to do that, no.
Well, I'm putting it on Janet.
Of course
and
you
all
are.
Of them are whispering, so it's not really loud.
How do you know that they are? That's
yelling
for them.
You've never seen a loud
them.
Jackson. They don't have one.
Yelling for them.
Sybil, what's the beef between Serena and the Sloan?
Sloan?
Yeah.
There was one time where they had a little bit of a contretemps between them, a beef.
Oh, beef. Okay.
Yeah.
Beef.
Okay. So it all happened after Sloan beat Serena.
She says that they don't talk.
They don't talk anymore.
Right.
Well, they got to play today, right?
And so now we are at the moment where they will have to face each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah. She says she's been snubbed and unfollowed by Serena Williams on social media, and that when she beat her, that they had, you know, it got a little bit worse. And she said not one word to me, not spoken to me, not said hi, nothing.
Young
when
girl.
They've been in the same room.
Young girl.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nothing worse than being unfollowed by some people.
Yeah,
ooh.
Yeah, these young kids take that personally.
when you unfollow the young.
Yeah. That's their new time N-word, Sybil. You unfollow the young.
Ooh.
You unfollowed
me, old girl. Okay, all right, whatever.
We did sit-ins and march. Call the N-word.
We're getting blasted by hoses and stuff.
Bitten by dogs.
No, unfollow me. How dare you? Seriously?
What are these kids today, boy?
Can you believe she unfollowed me?
She unfollowed me.
Why won't she follow me? Now she follows you. She unfollowed me. Oh, Lord.
She unfollowed me.
Well, the beef, they play today, right?
Yeah. And running commentary by Cheryl Lynn and Anita Baker. They'll be right alongside of them.
That's what Anita Baker did.